So from a pre-war, pre-genocide population of 8 million, you know, you've got about 4 million people in Rwanda, all severely traumatized, whether they're perpetrators or, you know, or victims, survivors, and in a highly polarized society. So yes, I mean, investigating such crimes is a big challenge. You know, where do you start, and how do you prioritize? Because it was countrywide, you know. You know, so yeah, there were challenges. You had investigators and prosecutors. Nobody had ever, you know, prosecuted or investigated genocide, you know, since Nuremberg. And even in Nuremberg, you know, it was crimes against humanity and war crimes rather than genocide. So yes, it was very difficult. There were challenges. There's linguistic, cultural, because we didn't have Rwandan investigators. You know, the judiciary, members of the judiciary, i.e. the judges, prosecutors, and judicial police were either dead or in flight. You know, so, you know, we basically started from scratch.